Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. This is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is October the 29th, 2015. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 92 of the Follow English podcast, and today I'm going to be speaking about phrasal verbs. I'm going to be speaking about phrasal verbs with the verb break. So if you want to check out some of the other episodes I have done about phrasal verbs, have a look. Go to the webpage of this. You can go to the webpage of this podcast, and you can use the search box and search for phrasal verbs. You can also there you will find let me give you the number of the phrasal verbs so that you can easily find. And you can, if you are using iTunes, you can also easily find the other episodes about phrasal verbs. The first one was episode 27, which I gave my listeners a brief overview of phrasal verbs. Then after that, there was a big gap here because the next one was episode 82. So then I talked about three phrasal verbs with the verb go. Then in episode 83, three phrasal verbs with the verb put. Then moving on, episode 87, three phrasal verbs with the verb pass. And finally, episode 88, I talked about the different meanings of the phrasal verb get away. So I've been doing this podcast for about 2 years now. And the idea is to keep moving on and give you lots of tips about language, about vocabulary. And so this is one more episode than about phrasal verbs. The first one I'm going to talk about today is break down. So if a car or a truck breaks down, it means that it stops working because of some sort of fault. Yeah. By the way, I'm using Oxford Phrasal Verbs Dictionary for learners of English, and I'm reading out some examples from the dictionary and the definitions too, but I'm also making my own comments. So here, when you use breakdown, meaning that a vehicle or a car or a truck or something like that has stopped working because of a fault, then this is an intransitive phrasal verb. So you can finish your sentence there. You can say, our car broke down when we were going to the beach. Or the washing machine has broken down again. Or we broke down twice on the way home. In this case, we means our car. Now, if you are talking about a marriage, or something like that, some sort of relationship, it means that the relationship has failed. For instance, negotiations between the two sides have broken down. Here maybe we're talking about two countries discussing a peace treaty or something like that, or maybe two companies negotiating a contract or something like that. So negotiations between the two sides have broken down, meaning they're not talking anymore. They're not on speaking terms anymore. Their marriage broke down after 3 years. So their marriage failed after 3 years. Another meaning of breaking down is to lose control of your feelings and start crying. As she drove away, I just broke down and wept. So I broke down, so I lost control of my feelings and started crying. So this is another meaning. Meaning number four, or fourth possibility here inside breakdown. If your health breaks down, then you're talking about health, then it means it becomes very bad. Her example, her health broke down as a result of the strain. So she was, because of her strain, her health was not in a very good situation. Number five is when you say to break down into something, that means to be divided into parts so that it's easier to discuss or easier to analyze or easier to deal with. Example, my weekly budget breaks down as follows. 50% for rent, 20% for food, 20%, 10% for travel, and 20% for everything else. Another example here is the job breaks down into seven parts. So you can also break down into something when you are talking about a substance. If a substance breaks down, it separates into different parts or changes into something else in a chemical process. Example, some pesticides break down safely in water. So again, some pesticides break down safely in water. All right. Yeah, it's interesting to make a quick comment here also on the meaning of the noun, because there is a noun. A breakdown is an occasion when a vehicle or a machine stops working. So that there's also the noun here. We had a breakdown on the way home, you could say. Instead of saying that our car broke down twice on the way home, you could also say we had a breakdown on the way home. So a breakdown could be an occasion when something stops working, like a vehicle or a machine, or even a failure of talks, a marriage, like the second example I gave you earlier on, or even a period of mental illness when somebody becomes tired, depressed, and unable to lead a normal life. He had a nervous breakdown last year. You see, a nervous breakdown. Nervous breakdown, a very common collocation here with the word breakdown is nervous breakdown. And so on and so forth. But moving on, let's move on. Let's talk about break-in. Break-in is very simple. There is basically one main meaning. There are more meanings here, but today I'm sticking to the main things. Then the first meaning here is to enter a building illegally or by force. Somebody broke in last night and stole the PC and video. So somebody broke in last night, meaning somebody entered the house or the apartment last night and stole the PC and video. So to break in on something means to interrupt, that's the second meaning here, to interrupt somebody when they're speaking or doing something. He apologized for breaking in on their conversation. Mary broke in. It's not her fault. So Mary broke in, meaning she broke into the conversation. So she entered the conversation. In a way, the meanings are similar because you are also doing something abruptly, let's say, when you break in on a conversation. Moving on, by the way, there is also a noun. A break-in is an entry into a building using force, usually illegally. There has been a series of break-ins in the area. So that's a noun again. Moving on, I'm going to talk about the last phrasal verb of today's episode. I'm going to be talking about break out. The first meaning of breakout, and maybe the main meaning, is to start suddenly. So if something unpleasant, such as a fire or a war, breaks out, it means that it starts or it started suddenly. They would have got married in 1939 if war hadn't broken out. A fire broke out on a ferry yesterday. So you see the meaning of breakout is to spread or to start and spread, normally something that spreads. And Breakout also means to escape from a place or from a situation. Two terrorists have broken out of Blackwell Prison. Blackwell Prison, the name of a prison here then. She longed to break out of the daily routine. And so to escape from her daily routine. And so this is a more metaphorical meaning. And the last one, the last meaning for breakout is if something breakouts on your skin becomes covered in something. Sweat broke out all over his body. Or I keep breaking out, meaning I keep getting lots of spots. That's American English, basically. There's one last thing to say here, the nouns. Again, there is a noun. When you put together the two words, break plus out, and then in one word, then you have the noun a breakout. A breakout is escape from prison, especially an occasion when you escape forcefully, of course, then you're escaping from prison. Or the second meaning would be an occasion when you get spots on your face, and that's basically American English, etc. I'm prone to breakouts on my forehead. Yeah, so breakouts here means it's like spots or pimples in another language, in another way of saying it. And there is also, interestingly enough, there is another noun here for breakout, but then it's not breakout. Then you invert the elements and you have outbreak. And the outbreak of something is the start of something or the sudden appearance of something unpleasant or violent normally. So, the outbreak of war, or an outbreak of food poisoning, or outbreaks of rain. These are some examples here for the noun outbreak. Well, I hope you're all learning something, and I'll see you next time. Bye!